Welcome to A Voice of the People live here on WGH Talk. How you doing today? Wow, we did get a little heat. It's been cold up in these parts of the woods. I'm telling you, boy, Sunday, woo! It was like people throwing darts at your skin. It was so cold when we went to church Sunday morning. But it's getting better, and we are expecting 3 inches of snow. So how's your new year going? It's my second show of the new year. It's January the 18th of 2024, and all is well. I pray that everyone who hears my voice today is well. Okay, now my name is Linda Sims, and the name of the show is A Voice of a People, coming to you live from WGH Talk. Not only that, we stream live on the web, www.wgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast like now if you have any questions or would like to make any comments or just to be a part of this program today. Please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. No free produce until April of 2024, and it will take place the third Saturday of April. They also have a wellness fitness campus walk area adjacent to their sanctuary and is open to the public. Please respect their property. Cheryl Lee, coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County elementary schools, along with North Union's city and county schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. If you want your students to be a part of this program, please contact her or just go to the local elementary school and pick up a registration form and fill it out. They do need parental permission for your children to be a part of that program. I have a thought for today, and it's titled, Letting Everything Go Its Way. Does that sound good or not? Maybe, huh? Maybe not. Let's see what that is. Okay, what it has to say to us today. All that we encounter in life, whether its possessions, connections, or issues, they are all transient. By allowing all things to follow their natural course, we don't suffer loss, but rather experience freedom. Much like how the sun graces us with warmth and light, appreciating each element in our lives while it lasts teaches us to immerse ourselves in the present moment. Wow. By letting things alone and going its own way, we don't suffer loss, but rather experience freedom. That is a great thought for today. If it won't help you out, well, you can share with someone else and may be able to help them out. I am so excited about today. I have been trying to get my guest who's here today on for a couple months, and we like to end up the year with bringing everything, reminding people of what was taught, the year before. And at the year's end, we want to know things that happened in the past and things to expect in the future. And my daughter, Daisy Wade, is here. She has her own program or ministry, and it's called End Time Ministries Revealed. as in the days of Noah. So she is here to bring us up to date and share some new insight that God has shared with her. So if you have Bibles and you want to be a part of this, get your Bibles out. And she'll be giving out scriptures if you want to check it. Or if you just want to write down the scriptures, get your pen and paper ready, because she is ready to lock and load. How you doing today, Dacia?
I'm doing well.
So glad you could be here with us today.
I'm glad I was able to make it.
Yes, excited about what God has shared with you. Oh, my. Well, wait a minute. I got one announcement before we get. Let me cover it up. There will be movie night at the Gathering Place Saturday at 5 p.m. The Gathering Place is located in the Eastland Shopping Plaza on Marymount Gilead Road, and it's called Sound of Freedom. And this movie is free for all who wants to be a part of that at the Gathering Place, TGP, in Marion, Ohio. So hopefully those of you who would like to have a free movie and snacks, please come and be a part of that. They're expecting people. Everyone's welcome. Thank you. All righty. Now, I'm so excited. I don't know what to do. Let's go.
Well, I don't know what everyone has heard that's been going on so far this year, but I know that people have heard about some of the things that I went over last year was transhumanism. I went over some, we talked about the merging between flesh and robots or whatever. We talked about us going into the age of the Iron Age, which is also known as the Age of Aquarius. We moved into another realm on this earth. And I'm learning now, I don't know too much about it, but I will be back about it, that we're moving into the Golden Age now. So, that's more research that I would need to do, but I'm excited about it. So, but this year, January 1st, 2024, I don't know how many people have heard about it or how many people are on TikTok or involved with social media or how much you're involved with social media. But this year in the city of Miami, they are saying that there's two stories going out. There's a story that aliens visited the mall.
I heard that, yeah. You called me and told me about that. Then I heard some guy talking about it.
And then there's also, they're saying that it could have been children playing with fireworks. Mm-hmm. But they were saying that the police response was just so outlandish for it to be fireworks, you know. People would have called and said, oh, they have fireworks or whatever. And everybody's looking for the video footage of everything that happened in Miami, but something happened in Miami and nobody knows what it was for sure. Mm-hmm. But the people that were there.
Right.
Now you hear different witness testimonies saying that there was a glitch and there was 8 to 10 foot beings coming out. And there was like 3 of them. Everybody's running scared and everything. And everybody's saying, well, why is it there no video footage? Well, I can attest that even was not in fear, but just in awe. That when I seen that eagle take that moon, I did not take no video. I was just in awe. Not even in panic. So just think in panic. Are you going to really be thinking, unless your phone is already out and you're already recording, to take out your phone, push camera, go to record, and everything like that? You're not really going to think about that. People say, oh, yeah, you do. Everybody got their cameras out. But not necessarily. You know, unless they're trying to, you know, with intentions, yeah, but not necessarily. We don't want to just walk around with our cameras out. Some things can put you in shock, and that's what I'm saying.
You don't know what to do.
You're going to run. Your body has two natural responses. Fight and flight. That's when you're scared. What you going to do?
Run.
Or fight.
Or fight, right.
You going to fight or you going to flight? Mm-hmm. Now, you see some 8 to 10 foot giants coming out of a glitch that they're saying, you going to do what? Flight. You're right. Not going to be fighting. You're going to flight. You're going to be running to the nearest shelter you can find.
Say, feet don't fail me now, right?
You're going to be looking for shelter. You're going to be looking for safety. You're going to be looking for those things, you know. And so I don't know. I just want to talk about that because that is something that I've been talking about all this time. These things that are supposed to be coming back upon us, upon the earth. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now there's all these different testimonies and all these different, you know, so-called sightings of UFOs now and all these different, you know, so-called beings. And I heard two testimonies this morning. One was by Monique and one was by this other lady. And Monique was talking about how she was doing a stand-up show and there was a guy in the front row or something with sunglasses on, and she, you know comedians, they'll point you out and come to you or whatever. And she was basically saying that she had, you know, kind of went over there and was like, take your glasses off, boom, 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 boom. And, you know, and then she had went back over there and was like, I ain't playing with you, you know, take them glasses off. So she said when he lifted his glasses up, it was nothing but black. She said she got the feeling of, you don't want none of this. She says, I just took myself right on over to the other side of the stage and I bought him a drink because I didn't want no further confrontation. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh my goodness. So there was this other girl, she was saying that she was in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And there was this being at the other end of the aisle. And he had his car, she had her car, but he was just staring her down. And she said she went ahead and got what she needed and she went on to the next aisle that she needed to go in. And she looks at the end of that aisle, that being was there again. And she said, you know, I'm just so tired. You know, he throwing me off. I need some stuff, but I can't find what I need because he throwing me off because he just staring me down. Mm-hmm. She said, I had enough of it to the point where I said, I'm going to stare you down too. Mm-hmm. She said, when I looked, his eyes just turned all black. It wasn't human. So now we got all these different testimonies and all these people seeing all these different things that it's time to address the days of Noah again because... As in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So we are going to turn to Matthew chapter 24. We're going to start at verse 34 through 39. Unless you have anything to say about anything I said at this point in time.
No. I am in awe. Like you said, when you saw the eagle take the moon, you were in awe. And you didn't know how to retaliate, but you did call me and tell me about it. And I'm like, Dash, I thought maybe... You was drunk. Something was wrong. But then someone else put something on Facebook about it, and they saw the same thing. And I'm thinking, maybe she was drunk too, but two witnesses. God always has two witnesses, right?
By the mouth of two or three witnesses, a thing is established.
Right. So I couldn't dismiss it anymore. But when I'd be looking up at the moon, I'd be thinking, I hope I don't see that.
Well, I seen it. So, and I don't even know if the other person that posted that, Shauna, shout out to Shauna, but the other person that posted that actually seen all that I seen.
Well, the picture did.
Well, no, because I seen there through a phase of series. You know, I seen the eagle come and break the moon up and feed the birdies and all. I mean, I seen a whole bunch of things. Mm-hmm. What she captured was, it looked like, the planet that they keep saying that they're seeing coming from up under the moon, but the moon wasn't there that night. She captured what was behind this, whatever was going on. That's what she captured. But what I seen was a whole scenery. I seen a whole start to finish of a thing.
Right.
You know, so it's hard to explain. Don't nobody believe me, but it is what it is. Okay, so now we're going to go to Matthew chapter 24, 34 through 39. Verse 34, it says, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days of Noah, were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the Son of Man be, the coming of the Son of Man be. So now the question is, who is eating and drinking? Because God, you know, this is my question. Who is eating and drinking, Lord? Can then you tell Adam to replenish the earth, basically eat, drink, and be merry, and, you know, have free food to all these things, you know. He created Adam and then created Eve, so they were a union in one from creation. You know, that was his wife on earth, you know, his helpmeet. So we just know that God intended for man to not be alone and to marry. And to be merry, that means to be happy, you know, and be right. Content with what I have provided for you.
Right.
You know, so he created us for that. He created us to enjoy this earth that he created. So those things were not punishable to man.
Right.
So now we need to figure out who was eating and drinking. So then we're going to go to Genesis chapter 6, chapter 1. Verses 2 and 4. I'll be there in 1 second. I hope everyone is there with me. Genesis chapter 6. Okay, verse 1 and 2. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And I heard somebody else explain this, like, the women didn't have a choice. You got to think, these are heavenly beings. The sons of God came down and chose what they wanted to do and did what they wanted to do. So this goes back to what may have happened in Miami. I don't know if I completely believe all of it. I don't know what to believe, but I just know that these things are to come.
Right.
So what may have happened in Miami, no, you're not going to have no control over these things or be able to do any of those things against those things. So they come down here with different knowledge, power, will, and everything else with a whole different agenda.
Right.
God created man to please God. These things came to defy God.
Right.
So in us, in our innocence, not even knowing what is before us, was manipulated. So they chose and they took, you can almost say, even forced themselves upon women upon the earth and got children. Verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days. And after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. So that makes me think of the witnesses that talked about the men with the black eyes. Men of old. Men of renown.
Right.
Different entities and different deities and things like that.
Right.
The different powers coming here and placing fear. But we have to remember God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind.
True.
So now we have to go back to verse 4 because it says there were giants in the earth in those days and also after that. So now we know in the days of Noah before the flood that there was giants in the earth, but not only then, not even before the earth was destroyed with water, but even after that.
Right.
There was giants in the earth. And so now we're going to go and prove about the giants in the earth by going to the book of Jubilees.
I'm following you.
Oh. We're going to the Book of Jubilees. I don't know if you can get that on your phone.
I'll let you read it.
Chapter 10. And we're going to go 1 through 13 because we're talking about the third. I don't know what Jubilee this is. But I know each Jubilee. What is a Jubilee? A Jubilee, I think, is a year of freedom where they had to let their slaves go and things like that. Everything was renewed or forgiven and after so many years, and the Jubilee was like basically your freedom. You know what I'm saying? So if you were a servant or whatever at that time, unless you chose to stay, your master had to let you go. And I think that was every 7 years.
Okay, special anniversary of an event, especially one celebrating 25 or 50 years of a reign or activity. So during the Jubilee, they were allowed to file bankruptcy.
Right. You everything was like basically renewed, like right. Almost like how we say we start a new year, you know, right. And we get a new year's resolution or a new year will or whatever the case is that we try to live by for that year. Okay, so that's like kind of what a Jubilee is. It's like a renewal, like a do-over.
Right.
You know, so it's like a do-over. And all your debts was renewed and anything you owed was just over with at that time. Right. And I don't know did it say every 25 or 50 years? How often was a Jubilee?
It said 25 to 50 right here. A special anniversary of an event, especially one celebrating 25 or 50 years of a reign or activity.
How often was a Jubilee? That's what I'm asking.
Hold on. It still says 25 years.
Okay.
50 years, 60 years, 70 years. Yep.
Every 25 to 50 years?
Right. But there was something they did every 7 years.
And I thought that was the Jubilees. But anyway, okay, so we thinking this could be 50 years after the Ark then. We in chapter 10. 50 or more years after they got off of the ark, okay? Because it says, in the third week of this Jubilee. Mm-hmm. So what Jubilee is, I don't know what Jubilee this is.
Right.
The unclean demons began to lead astray the children of the sons of Noah. So now we know Noah and his sons were the only ones on the ark. And now this is after everything has been destroyed, so Noah and his...
Go ahead. I'm thinking like 25 years they've had children.
Well, that's what it's saying. Yeah. So 25 to 50 years, you know, if you're thinking that. So, but we know that Noah and his three sons and Noah's wife and his sons' three wives were the only ones that were saved from the flood.
Right.
All those beings that we read about in Genesis chapter 6 were destroyed or whatever in the flood.
Right.
So say, you know, and now this is a new beginning.
Right.
Okay, so this could be the first Jubilee because it could have been those many years from the flood. We mm-hmm. just don't know exactly the timing. So it says, demons began to lead astray the children of the sons of Noah and to make to err and destroy them. So they be, now here they is, destroying man again. Because, you know, they had came against man before the flood and was eating man, and the man blood was crying out to the Lord, and their blood reached up to heaven, and the Lord come down to avenge them, and here comes the flood, right? So here we go again.
Wow.
These demons, and let us know that they're demons. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to call it aliens. We need to get the terminology right. These demons began to lead astray the children of the sons of Noah and to make to err and destroy them. And the sons of Noah came to Noah, their father. And they told him concerning the demons, which were leading astray and blinding and slaying his sons. You see, they were blinding them and slaying them and just tearing them up.
And this is after the flood.
This is after the flood.
When they were supposed to have been all destroyed.
Yes.
But we're not all destroyed.
We're going to get there too.
Okay.
And he prayed before the Lord his God and said, God of the spirits of all flesh, who has shown mercy unto me and has saved me and my sons from the waters of the flood. So we know that this is after the flood. They've been saved from the water. And has not caused me to perish as thou didst the sons of perdition. Now we know somebody else is called the sons of perdition, don't we?
Judas.
Uh-huh. Satan.
Satan, yes.
Satan and his seed and his followers and his the things that followed him to rebel against God.
Right, because they said that he actually became Judas. The devil did.
I believe he entered into him. Yes. I do. For thy grace has been great towards me, and great has been thy mercy to my soul. Let thy grace be lift up upon my sons, and let not wicked spirits rule over them, lest they should destroy them from the earth. But do thou bless me and my sons, that we may increase and multiply and replenish the earth. See, this goes back to what I was saying. Who was supposed to come here and be faithful and eat and drink and be merry and replenish the earth?
Man,
we were.
Yes.
So this is what he's playing. He's playing, no, don't let them do this.
Right.
But let us do this.
Right.
What you created us to do.
Right.
And thou knowest how thy watchers, these beings, these angels that came down, the followers of these spirits, acted in my day. See, he said, oh, you know what happened in my day, Lord? It's happening again.
Wow.
This is a powerful prayer, too.
Yes, it is. Oh, my.
And as for these spirits which are living, imprison them. And hold them fast in the place of condemnation, and let them not bring destruction on the sons of thy servant, my God, for these are malignant and created in order to destroy. And let them not rule over the spirits of the living, for thou alone canst exercise dominion over them. And let them not have power over the sons of the righteous from henceforth and forevermore. And the Lord our God bade us to bind all. So now the Lord gave them power to bind them.
Noah and them power to bind the spirits.
And the Lord our God bade us to bind all. And the chief of the spirits, Mastema, came and said, Lord, Creator, let some of them remain before me, and let them hearken to my voice, and do all that I shall say unto them. For if some of them are not left to me, I shall not be able to execute the power of my will on the sons of men. Now, don't that sound like Satan?
Yes.
For these are the corruption and leading astray before my judgment. For great is the wickedness of the sons of men. And he said, let the tenth part of them remain before him. Uh-oh. So now we know, here again, even though they've been destroyed and bound, here go another tenth part.
Now this is Satan
that
talking.
That was able to stay before him.
And this is Satan talking
yes,
to God.
Yes. The chief of those spirits.
So what he said, I heard Noah's prayer.
Uh-huh. And this is what happens. Don't he accuse us every day?
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. And he said, let a tenth part of them remain before me, and let nine parts descend into the place of condemnation. We got to go back.
Go back.
Okay, we're going back to seven, because if the Lord God bade us to bind all, so that means he made us able. He gave us the power to bind them.
Yes.
But the chief of those spirits, Mastema, that's another name I got to look up. But not really. We know what that is. We know the devil was the leader of them all.
Yes.
Came and said, Lord Creator, let some of them remain before me. And let them hearken to my voice and do all that I shall say unto them. For if some of them are not left to me, I shall not be able to execute the will, the power of my will on the sons of men. For these are for corruption and leading astray before my judgment. For great is the wickedness of the sons of men. So you see how he's going before saying, look, you got to give me this because they wicked.
Yeah, because of him.
They wicked, though.
Yeah.
They wicked. So, you know, like they had to contend over Moses' body.
Right.
You know, Moses didn't kill somebody. You know, just like I might have did something. He go before the Lord every day.
Every day. Accusing the brother.
And
yes.
Accuses them.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said, let the tenth part of them remain before me, and let nine parts descend into the place of condemnation. And one of us, he commanded that we should teach Noah all their medicines. So now,
medicine.
So now one of them, the Lord said, all right, yeah, I'm going to do this, but you better teach Noah all the medicine. You better teach Noah how to come. Okay, so all the stuff that you can bring against men, teach it to Noah.
Right.
The medicine to counteract it. So it says, and one of us, he commanded that we should teach Noah all their medicines, for he knew that they would not walk in uprightness nor strive in righteousness. So that's us. When we got to learn how to come back to the Lord or have a way of
right
coming to, you know, healing from the sicknesses that come against us from the decisions that we make
right
from rebelling against the Lord. And we did according to all his words. All the malignant evil ones we bound in the place of condemnation, and a tenth part of them were left that they might be subject before Satan on the earth. And we explained to Noah all the medicines of their diseases, together with their seductions, how he might heal them with herbs of the earth. And Noah wrote down all the things in a book as we instructed him concerning every kind of medicine. Thus the evil spirits were precluded from hurting the sons of Noah.
Isn't that fascinating?
So we know that these things are coming and coming and coming from generation to generation to generation to generation to generation.
And that goes to this. God does allow Satan to do so much
because of our disobedience a lot.
But it's his fault in the first place.
No, it was Adam's fault.
Yeah, okay. He did go against God. God did give him a command, you know.
And that's the disobedience. That's what I'm saying. Because of our disobedience. Mm. Okay, so now, anything else you want to say about that?
I did say that Noah prayed to God and said, give us some type of power over this enemy, the devil, and these demons. Let us return back to the former estate you established for us to be. Fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Let us still do what you commanded us to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And give us some kind of protection where we can be protected.
Mm-hmm.
From the evil ones. So Satan said, well, I hear Noah's prayer. But hey, you can't. I got to have some way to get in there at him. Oh my gosh.
Just like he did Job.
Yeah.
Have you considered my servant Job? Right. Yeah, but do he serve you for no reason? Don't you got that hedge of protection? You take that hedge of protection down, I bet you he curse you, right?
Right.
Just like he did Job. He did that with us every day.
It's powerful. Oh my gosh.
Every day. So now we're going to go into the book of Enoch. I like the way the Lord gave me this order today.
Okay.
Enoch chapter 1, we're going to read verses 1 and 2.
All right, we got 10 minutes in this first hour.
The words of the blessing of Enoch, wherewith he blessed the elect in righteous, who will be living in the day of tribulation. So this is written for this final generation that is seeing all these things come to happen, that's seeing all these beings come on the earth and everything. This is written for us. When all the wickedness and godless are to be removed. And he took up this parable and said, Enoch, a righteous man whose eyes were opened by God, saw the vision of...
I was thinking that was my phone. That's yours,
I did
Dana.
Too. Saw the vision of the Holy One in the heavens, which the angels showed me, and from them I heard everything, and from them I understood as I heard everything, and I understood as I saw, but not for this generation, but for a remote one, which is for to come. So it wasn't for Enoch's generation, but for this generation right here, living in the times of the tribulation. And now we're going to go to chapter 15, verses 8 through 11.
Somebody knocking.
Hey. Hi. I used to have this office, and I had an extra key because during the time I was making transition, I had to check to see if renters dropped off payments. I believe this is an extra key. So if you want to try that doorknob, then you can have it. Because we put this in so my tenants could drop off payments, and I had people that couldn't read signs. So I had to keep coming over here to check to see when it was empty. So if that works, you can have that.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what is your thought?
I don't know where I was at, but we're going to go back.
Enoch.
I know where I'm at, but not where I was at in my speech. Okay, so we're going to go back a little bit to Jubilees, because we talked about how those spirits were there for generation to generation to generation to generation, and we've seen how Satan asked for permission to get a certain amount of them to stand before him still and let the rest of them go into condemnation, right?
Right.
So now in the book of Enoch, that's written for this final generation, the book of Enoch is telling us what happened to those spirits and those giants that were up on the earth.
Right.
And it says, Enoch chapter 15, verse 8, it says, and now the giants who were produced from the spirits and flesh. That also lets you know that those were angels. They were spirits.
And flesh.
And flesh, which was the women, be called evil spirits upon the earth. And on the earth shall be their dwelling. So when the enemy said, let 10% of them be in front of me on the earth. Mm-hmm. Here is their dwelling.
Wow.
Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies because they are born from men and from the holy watchers in their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on the earth, and evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth, on the earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants, afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble, they take no food. But nevertheless, they are hungry and thirsty, and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men and against the women, because they have proceeded from them. This is their decree. They're here on the earth with us. From generation to generation to generation to generation. And even in this final generation, I got one more to go to. We're going to Daniel chapter 2.
Daisy. Daniel 2?
Yes.
What verse?
We're going to start at verse 36 this time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. I can't even get to bed. The enemy is a liar. Daniel chapter 2, and I got it marked. We're going to start at verse 36.
All right.
First, I'm going to give an overlay. How many minutes I got? Not too many. First, I'm going to give an overlay. Okay, Daniel.
We can continue to in the next hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream about a statue, and he didn't know what, remember the dream when he woke up. He went to all his astrologers and everything, and the astrologers couldn't tell him the dream. They couldn't tell him the interpretation, and he was about to kill them all.
Right.
So then they was like, oh, Lord. Well, they didn't know. They didn't say, oh, Lord, but they didn't know what to do.
Right.
But Daniel heard a decree from the king, and so Daniel said, King, well, give me this night. I'll pray before the Lord, and I'll be able to give you the interpretation of the dream and the dream thereof. So then the next day, well, Daniel prayed to the Lord. He turned to the Lord, and he prayed to the Lord and got his answer from the Lord. We got to understand that. We got to know the Lord's voice so that we know who is speaking to us.
Right.
And he heard from the Lord, and the Lord gave him the dream and the interpretation thereof. So we're going to start with the interpretation of the dream.
Okay.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 36. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king.
Mm-hmm.
Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And whereas the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the heaven hath given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all, thou art this head of gold. So he had a dream about this statue. It was the head of gold.
Right.
So we know that the first kingdom was Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, which is Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what else was Babylon? What was his name? Oh, I can't think of his name.
Saddam Hussein?
No.
Oh, before
the first
him.
Babylon.
Not Enoch.
What's his name?
Nimrod.
So here we go with Nimrod, number two. Babylon.
Okay.
Thou art this head of gold, and after thee shall arise another kingdom, inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. Me in the Iron Age, y'all. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. That doesn't sound good. It sounds like those things coming against the children of men, doesn't it? Break in pieces and bruise and destroy and conquer. And whereas thou sawest the feet and the toes, part of potter's clay, which is human.
Right.
The Lord shaped Adam in the dust of the earth.
Right, clay.
And folded him and molded him into
that.
And made him a man, a walking being.
Yes.
And part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be it in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as of the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Here we go again. Who is mingling with the seed of men? The sons of God.
Right.
The holy watchers that left their first estate.
And them demons.
And that caused the demons to come up on the earth. But they shall not cleave unto one another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. But in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. So we know that when this is going down and this iron is mixing with this clay and these beings is coming back up on the earth, we know God is setting up his final kingdom. We know we are at the end. We are in the time of the tribulations and in the times of these things being on the earth at this time, right now, as we speak.
Wow. Stay tuned for our next hour. We are out of time. It's yes, already. Boy, that went by fast. I'm just mesmerized by the things that Daisy has been sharing with us. But we will see you at 11:15 until the top of the hour, 12 noon. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to The Talking Place, the legendary